Talking Business on Radio Q.
I'm joined now by Brendan Donohoe, who's the Executive Director of Small Business at Telstra. Hi, Brendan.
How are you, Alan?
What are we defining as small business in Telstra?
Oh, look, there's lots of definitions, but our definition within Telstra is around the 40-seat mark. So there's no hard and fast definition, but normally businesses with 40 staff or less, but we do have many businesses sitting in...
How many customers do you have?
We've got close to a million.
So you know them all by name, of course.
Nearly.
You're working on it, I imagine. So I spoke to Andy Penn, the CEO, the other day after their results, and it was part of their roadshow after the results. And it was clear from what Andy's saying is that Telstra is trying to become more of a technology company than a telecommunications company. Is that part of your brief as well?
Yeah, absolutely. And it goes to the heart of my background and DNA, and I've got a technology background, so very much at the heart of, you know, when technology meets business, and that's when you get some real breakthroughs. And I think at the moment, you know, the key market is small business, because technology is just, it's incredible at the moment what it can do for small businesses.
Yes, now, I remember, I've been around a long time, probably almost not quite a bit longer than you, but I remember when Telstra bought CAS Group in 2004. You would have been at Telstra then, and they sold CAS Group in 2009 to Fujitsu. Now, CAS Group being a technology company. So this is like the second go for Telstra at trying to become more of a technology company. I mean, do you wish you had CAS Group around at the moment to support your technology aspirations?
I think it's very different. It's very different from the CAS day. So back when we had the CAS Group, it was all about large businesses outsourcing components of their workforce. And it was the days where, you know, the billion-dollar contracts were the go, and there was many, many, you know, hundreds of million-dollar contracts where companies would outsource components of their workforce. I think what's changed, though, was the people who won back in those times the companies that won were the ones who invested most heavily and automated everything they did. But it was bespoke. So you had to build it from scratch. You had to build it for your organization. I think what's completely different now is the solutions are available. All of these technologies, all of these applications are freely available over the web as a service. So a small business can now pay $10 a month and get access to the things that we were building back then for large enterprises.
Yeah. Well, I remember when David Thodey sold CAS Group, he said IT services are no longer part of our core strategy. So now they are again, right?
Yeah, but it was interesting when you talked to David back then, because David wanted to redefine what telco stood for. So there was a grey area around, were we going to be in IT? And I think he was correct. If you look at how it used to be, the IT component sat on the edge and was something you built on top of the network. Now it's part of the network. You know, a cloud is part of a network now, and applications just available over the internet. So I think it has been redefined.
I suppose, look, the thing is that things change all the time, and you've got to just, you know... keep on top of stuff. I mean, I remember back in the 1990s, Telstra was involved with Solution 6 and Sausage Software, which you might remember as well. Now, Sausage Software helped small companies build websites, which is what you're doing.
It is.
So, you know, and Sausage Software, I think, more or less went broke. Probably it was. I mean, those were the days, of course, when Solution 6 went broke. That's for sure. After
the .com era.
After the .com era. So things come and go, I guess. How much traction are you getting now as a technology company with Telstra, trying to reposition the business, which has got such a long and great history as a telco?
Oh, yeah, we're getting lots of interest, and I think it's interesting looking back at those companies, because they all had great ideas. They were ahead of their time. Their technology couldn't be scaled, so they were losing money. And the second thing was, if you go back, you know, 15 years ago, Alan, the internet access wasn't anywhere near what it is today. So they were cloud-based solutions, even though they weren't called them back then. And you were really reliant on the internet connection that was ahead of its time. It's a long way behind where it is now.
And now we've got software as a service, of course, which is probably part of what you're doing. Is that right? I mean, you're selling websites to small businesses on a subscription, right?
Yeah. So we got what's called an application marketplace. So what we've done is, because when you go out in there and look at applications, I think Apple now say that they've got over 2 million applications on their store. It's like, where do you start as a small business? So what we've done within Telstra is we've gone out and scouted the market to see what are the most relevant applications that will help small businesses. And in our apps marketplace, we now have over 50 applications there, and they're really great applications that can help businesses. So one of those is a build your own website, where we can help customers set up websites, a standard configuration. It's a nice simple website with three pages. And our research has shown that 50% of businesses still don't have a website. So it's a great solution, $59 a month, and it's available on the apps marketplace. So it's a great way to get a business started.
And what do you get for the $59 per month going forward, apart from just building the website to begin with?
Yeah, so we got a support group that helps build the website, all the material copyrighted. The search is taken care of, so we have some search functionality, so we link it back into white and yellow pages, the Google search words, and there's a whole lot of then solutions you can build on top of that around, you know, professional photography and things like that. So it gets you up and running, and we take care of it. We host the website, we keep it up to date, and we periodically just look at it, monitor it, and make sure that you're getting what you need out of it.
Are the Telstra Business Awards part of your division?
They are indeed, yes.
And what are you? And they've been going for quite a while, haven't they?
They have. This year's the 25th anniversary, so they've been going for quite a while, quarter of a century.
And how do you decide who wins? How does it work?
Oh, look, there's a judging panel, and it's quite a rigorous process to go through. So the first couple of rounds take a fair bit of submission for the business. The businesses have to really pull apart the way they operate and put it back together. And the way it's judged is a series of professional judges. And each tier, when you go up, they go out, they spend time with the business, they look at the culture, they go through all the financials. So it's quite a rigorous process. And this Friday night, in fact, is the Nationals in Sydney.
And you don't have to be a Telstra customer to win the prize?
Not at all. It's independent.
Right. Of course. Of course. Now, what about you personally? Your background in technology, how long have you been at Telstra?
I've been in Telstra for quite a while. So 28 years I've been in Telstra.
But you're not a telecommunications engineer, are you, or are you?
I did electrical engineering when I first started in Telstra. So my original background was definitely on the telco side. But I've always had this this interest in how we can help productivity, how we can help businesses. So I very quickly moved to more of an ICT component within Telstra and been there for now quite a while. And, you know, now been in the looking after small businesses for a bit over a year. And as I said, I'm excited by this because I think there's no better time to be a small business because the world's your oyster. You've got access to all this technology at your fingertips, and you can actually, as I always say to my customers, I think agility now beats deep pockets. So those who can move fastest to market are going to have the biggest advantage. So that's why I think it's a great time.
I suppose the interesting thing that you have to do is now bring together the technology aspects of running businesses and their communications. And I suppose the thing is it's a natural fit, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It is a natural fit, and the most interesting thing, as I mentioned before, about you know, the early days of the 2000s during the ASPs and the .com era, the biggest thing was the internet access. And the internet access now, as you know, Alan, is so different. And one of the things that we've realised is if you're running all your business over the cloud or as a service, you need internet access. So it's absolutely critical. So what we've now got within Telstra, all of our fixed plans, including our NBN plans for business, all come with what we call automatic failover. And what does that mean? We have a SIM card in all of our devices for our fixed services. So if there's anything happens to that fixed service, it switches over to the mobile network. So you should nearly always have connectivity, you know, through the Telstra services.
Yeah, well, and I suppose part of the reason Telstra's focusing on technology is because of the NBN and the way that it's kind of taken over Telstra's role as a kind of wholesale network provider. And that's kind of good and bad in the sense that it's leaving a big hole in Telstra's profitability, which needs to be filled, but also it increases or improves the connection speeds. Is that fair enough? I mean,
yeah,
you know, is that, and it kind of helps your business?
Yeah, it does. Yeah, connectivity is becoming more and more important. And if you look, you know, 20, 30 years ago when the mobile phone took off, it really took off in business first, small businesses. And suddenly they could coordinate a contractor being out on site or the concrete is out on a building site through the power of mobility. Now you look at mobility and it's not about the voice anymore. It's about the data, the applications and access to information. So now businesses, there's no reason why businesses can't operate just as effectively out on the field as they can in the office.
Mm. Well, good luck, Brendan. Good to talk to you. Thanks.
Thank you very much, Alan.
I've been talking to Brendan Donohoe, who's the Executive Director, Small Business at Telstra.